Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. We are officially 9 days away from NFL kickoff, which means the Chiefs and the Ravens kick off football in just 9 days, just next Thursday. And if you'll notice my jersey, I get to bring back my Juju Smith-Schuster jersey. So I'm very excited about that, but there is a lot to talk about today. The Chiefs and the entire NFL have narrowed down their 53-man rosters. So from training camp till now, it went from 90 people to 53, which means today is a hard day. A lot of dreams were shattered, and we don't like that. And a lot of dreams were came to life.
Lots of prayers were answered.
Lots of prayers were answered. Lots of dreams were made. So we'd love to see it. But I'm your host, Lexi.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I am Jody. And yes, like Lexi said, we actually have a ton to go over with y'all today. So we're just going to go ahead and jump right into it. So as you know, we were invited to Cree Humphrey's event that he had just this past Sunday, which was incredibly dope, with Boulevard Brewery. And what they were doing was all the dollars that were made that were purchased towards beer went towards the KC Pet Project, which, and if you're in Kansas City, you know how big KC Pet Project is. So it was just a very cool event. So me and Lexi just kind of want to recap it for you, just really quickly before we get into all the good stuff of the day.
Yeah, so it was really cool to be invited by Boulevard to this. KC Pet Project is huge. As you guys know, the Mahomes family is involved with them, as well as a lot of other Chiefs players. And then just they're just big in the Kansas City community in general. So it was really cool to be a part of something with that. We didn't know if there was like going to be puppies there or anything. There were no puppies.
I
know. But
I wanted to get a puppy. I'm so sad.
Jody was going to leave with a puppy.
Of adopting a puppy Sunday. And I was like, Lexi, you're going to be an aunt, so you have to help me figure out this puppy that I'm going to get. But no, well, it was very cool. There were a ton of Chiefs super fans there. And they had the place rocking, okay? Oh my gosh, the crowd rocking. There was a DJ, and we did put a lot of content on our Instagram, and you can go back through and look at our Twitter where we post a lot of it, but it was just really a great event.
I really can't see it.
No, your screen's blurry. No. We did get to have a one-on-one conversation with Creed, and for one, Creed is like 7 foot tall.
Okay, I understand that like our O-line is tall, but like when you see them in person, my God, they are tall.
Yeah. Now, granted, I know I'm 5 foot, okay, but I was like, "Hi, Creed, how are you?" And then, of course, he had his beautiful girlfriend with him, Anna, and I'm like, hey girl, how are you? So like, I'm just, and then Lexi's like,
yeah, and she's also, I think, like 6 feet tall. And yeah, she was amazing. We love her. We're hoping to get her on the show sometime soon. But
they were great.
Yeah, and, they were.
It fantastic. Was nice because we just, the conversation that we had with Creed, you know, we, of course, we asked him, like, how excited are you to be back in Kansas City? And he was like, man, I'm just so pumped to be back. We congratulated him on his new contract, which we'll get into the details of those in a moment, because
yes,
that happened on Friday and then his event was on Sunday. So it was kind of cool.
Yeah,
to be first people to congratulate him on that.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of talked about just like life. Like, we didn't even really talk Chiefs. Like, he told us how he's from Oklahoma, and which we knew that, but then, you know, he went into like, he's been in this partnership with Boulevard Brewery for the last 3 years, and he reached out to them because he has this thing, he loves unfiltered wheat. Which Boulevard Brewery, if you know, they're from Kansas City and they brew all kind of beers. They have Quirks, which I think we're obsessed with. What were we drinking that was
love
good?
Quirk. So we both, and Creed himself, we were all drinking the strawberry beer.
It was so good, y'all.
But like, it was like, it was 100 degrees outside. Now, granted, we were inside. They had to move the entire event inside. It was supposed to be outside because it was going to be like this like tailgate event. But of course it had to be 100 degrees, so we stayed inside in the AC, but the strawberry beer came through. It was so refreshing, and Creed had that one too, so
yes,
obviously we were onto something good with that.
And we also drank a Quirk, of course. I think I had like an orange creamy, it was like orange.
You had the orange, you had orange creamsicle. I had like the strawberry basil or whatever. They have the Quirks. Even if you don't really like seltzers, because I'm not like a huge, like I like seltzers, but I'm particular.
Yeah.
Boulevard Quirks are so freaking good.
They are good.
They're good.
I didn't realize how many flavors there was.
They have so many flavors.
Jesus Christ.
They have like the rocket pop, like the bomb pop rocket pop. They have like every unique flavor under the sun, but like they're all really good. So
yes.
So, definitely recommend Boulevard Quirks and their beer, of course. Their beer is fantastic. It's been around for years. So,
and a lot of people don't know, like, you can actually go down there. You can do tours, which are very cool. You can get samples. You can actually go there and, like, eat dinner. You can buy
they have
apparel.
Really good food, too.
Great food. Yeah. They have all kind of just, like, apparel. Not even just Chiefs. Like, all teams, all things Kansas City there, too. So, like, if you're looking for something to do in Kansas City, like, of course, you should go do, like, all of the museums and things like that. But if you're looking for something else kind of just fun, I would 100% go down there to Boulevard Brewery because that was kind of a vibe. And,
yeah, it was amazing. And I just have to say, Creed Humphrey is like the nicest guy ever, the most down to earth, like just exactly what you would want in your center, protecting the best quarterback in the league. Just down to earth, like stock of the earth kind of guy. Just really cool. And I want to say, like, he and his girlfriend, they went around and made sure to thank everyone that was working the event. They just went around and talked with people. I mean, they were just so normal. And then credit to the people of Kansas City too. Like, everyone there was just acting like he's a normal person and leaving him alone and not mobbing him while he's trying to like walk around and enjoy himself. So
exactly.
It was a really great experience overall, really great day. So,
and I will say, like, Creed did take time out to like sign autographs, take pictures with everybody too. So like, he didn't have to do that, and he did. And like, shout out to Creed and Boulevard because they also gave me Alexi gifts, which I wasn't expecting.
I need to get my,
go run and get it. Mine's close to me, but
they
gave us some pretty cool things. So one, they gave us a lot of just like small like trinkets that we can give away that are Boulevard, but they gave us both a Creed Humphrey street sign Boulevard, and he signed it. And he signed it. And so we both got one of those, which very, very cool. Shout out to them because again, they didn't have to do that. Now me and Lexi are debating. We may give one of these away when we get around the holiday season. We're not sure yet, but we'll definitely let you guys know as we get closer to that, because you know, we just got a lot of crazy stuff coming up. We got a lot of good stuff.
I accidentally dropped it off my thing. Anyway.
Oh my god, Lord. I think that's a great transition into Creed Humphrey. So we just spoke about
let's just keep talking about him.
Why not? This is his hour, okay? Creed Humphrey is now the highest paid center in the NFL. And not only is he the highest paid center, there is like a wild gap in between him and the next center. Like,
yeah,
not only did they want to make sure that they gave him the money that he's worth because he is protecting the best quarterback in the NFL, but you know what? Let's give you a little bit more extra motivation. You got a couple Super Bowl rings now. You got all of this good stuff. So let's go ahead and give you a little more incentive. So Creed signed a 4-year, $72 million, $50 million guarantee, which I believe breaks down to about 18
yeah.
Yeah, APY. Mm-hmm. So, and I believe the next closest center is close to $15 million average per year.
It used to be Jason Kelce, right? But now he's obviously retired, so... Now that title's up to Creed Humphrey, so
you know, and don't disappoint us, Creed.
No, he won't.
we're counting on you, Creed. Don't disappoint us, Creed. But no, super excited for Creed. Great and event.
He confirmed to us multiple times. He is so excited to be staying here in the league. And I told him too. I said, I wore your jersey every single playoff game last year, and it didn't let me down. It was my good luck jersey. He's like, no kidding.
So funny. So
we just love Creed. We love his girlfriend. We're so excited they're here to stay. So
shout out to them. So all the Chiefs did something shocking on Monday morning at 8 a.m. too.
Now yeah, I just want to at 8 a.m.
I was either 8 a.m. or 10 p.m. If you know Brett Veach, you
because
know.
Literally it was 8 a.m. and then 10 p.m. we had something else. So
the day before. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember? Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Creed. But no, I'm at Creed. No. Lord. Veach.
Anyway.
Anyway, Juju Smith-Schuster is back on this roster. Now, a lot of people are not happy about that, which I genuinely don't understand why, because he's coming onto this roster to be like the fifth or sixth receiver. So it's like he's not coming in here and having like that one or two spot. But I think it's important that y'all know why he is back.
So... So I think like at first people were like, I don't understand this. Why are we bringing Juju back? Blah, blah, blah. If you remember just two seasons ago, 2022, he had a phenomenal season with the Chiefs. He had almost 1,000 yards. He was out a few games due to a concussion, due to a brutal hit by Cisco on the Jaguars.
Who then had another brutal hit.
Right. On MBS.
Not even worth talking about right now.
But Juju, he had like 950 yards, 3 touchdowns, and he was a huge part of our playoffs and Super Bowl win. Yeah. So against the Eagles, that was 2 years ago now. But I think he fit in perfectly on our offense. And then I think it kind of is really a win-win situation for him. He got his payday from the Patriots. He went over there and they paid him, I think, 11 million a season, 33
comes up to
13. Yeah. And so he got his payday. He got to make his money. He played, you know, and I understand he wanted to play with Bill Belichick because Bill Belichick was still there at that point. And that's pretty cool to say you got coached by
and
Mike Tomlin.
Want to play with Bill Belichick.
He got coached by Mike Tomlin, Andy Reid, and Bill Belichick. Like, hello.
Yeah.
Like that's like the best three coaches you could ask for. Yeah. I understand it. I understand wanting to go there. The Patriots are not what they used to be. So it just didn't work out. And everyone's like, how do you get cut by the Patriots? I'm like, when you don't have competent quarterback play and you don't it just
wasn't
going to work for him over there.
I YOLO decided to have a space yesterday morning on Twitter, which why at 8 a.m. like a psycho on a Monday when I probably should have been preparing and getting ready for work. And it's so funny because, like, listening to a few people, they're like, come on, y'all. Do y'all think Juju really, like, we know that he's injury prone, right? But do you really think that he was injured during training camp or do you think he was trying to get the heck out of there? And I'm
Well, if you heard
him, I can see both sides of that story.
He had his press conference this morning and he did, like, he sounds healthy. I think he's fine. It was more so like, do you think you're going to play week one? And he was like,
week one.
He's like, I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Because he is familiar with our playbook, but it has changed from 2022 to now.
So I think there's a lot of things that people also need to think about too. One, we did bring Juju in because Hollywood Brown is injured, right? Hollywood Brown is injured and he's probably going to be out either the first through the second or the first through the third game. So the Chiefs, of course, because Brett Veach and Andy Reid are the smartest people in the world, they went out and they got a vet. Not only did they go out and get a veteran, they got a veteran who was on this team who won a Super Bowl with us. So if you're going to go out and grab another receiver to come in, I want you to go out and get that big body receiver that we know can jump up and get over all of these safeties or corners and go grab the ball and bring it down. Like Lexi said, Juju catches everything. Juju catches everything. But we know what Juju can do for us. He's not coming here to be that number one, number two, number three receiver like he was 2 years ago. He is literally on this roster to be the fifth, sixth, or seventh receiver. So if Juju does have this injury or he's 80% most of the season, he's not going to be out here getting 1,000 yards. Juju is probably going to only have 400 yards maybe most this season. So if you think of it in that capacity, then that is perfect. He is the perfect person to come in and fit this scheme. And I know a lot of people are like, it should have been Justin Ross. Well, guys, like, mm-hmm. I hear you, right? But Justin Ross was always on our practice squad and sometimes got elevated to the regular team, right? To the 53. Juju was here the whole entire season. And even when Juju was here, he was injured and he did miss about 4 or 5 games. His production was still very high when he was healthy. So those are the things that people need to remember about Juju Smith-Schuster. And remember, the Patriots were not a good football team last year. So you can't think that he's going to go out there and dominate and be a dog. Look at who their quarterback was. Look who was throwing the ball. Look at all the other receivers. Nobody on that team.
It was a disaster.
So coaching is everything.
Yeah. I mean, it's night and day, the Patriots. I mean, obviously the Patriots used to be a dynasty. We have all the respect for that dynasty, right? But right now they're in such a rebuild. And to expect someone like Juju to go in there and be putting up insane numbers from Bailey Zappi, who they just cut today,
not
really
insane.
So that's not gonna happen. But what I love about Juju is he has the trust of Patrick and Andy Reid. Yep. He has the trust of Matt Nagy. I guess Matt Nagy was the one that like really pushed for him coming back. So that tells you something. The offensive coordinator really wants you back. Mm-hmm. And he's just reliable. Like we said, he catches everything.
He's a veteran.
He's a vet, which is perfect because he even said as himself in today's press conference, he said, for one, he is not expecting to go out there and have a 900-yard season. He's expecting to go in and play a role. He knows what he's here to contribute. And he also knows that he used to play the role that now Rashee Rice is playing. And he's like, I would love to be a mentor for him. And what better mentor than someone like Juju? So I love it all. I think it's perfect. I think it's a perfect fit. I think he can go out there and get 500 yards, be a contributor in this offense. Like he said today, too, in his presser, he said, there's so many weapons now on this offense, like compared to when he was here 2 years ago. Yeah. And we still won Super Bowl 2 years in a row. I don't even know how, but like, I mean, we know how, but you know, like, it's crazy. So the amount of weapons we have this year, and I just think adding him, I think it's really positive. I think it's a big positive.
It is. So. And I will say the one thing that I think I kind of love about everybody on this team is a lot of them are very unselfish as well. They're like, listen, I don't got to come here and be the number one guy. I can come here, do my little job, catch a little ball, get in the little end zone, and keep it moving. Like, that's all I need. That's all you need from me. That's probably all I got to give you anyway. So I love it. I think it's fantastic. And it was a cheap deal. We brought him back on a vet deal. I don't have
like
numbers.
It's like a million. It's like 1.171
or something.
Yeah,
right? He's still going to get the rest of his contract from the Patriots. So he's still getting that $7 million payday that the Patriots owe him too, right? So Juju is just fine where he is at. And I think
Went and got my money and now,
like, sure. Why not go back to a winning culture? And I didn't have to do that training camp. Bet. Sign me up for that. Sign me up for that. So while we're talking about moves that Brett Veach made, that was his 8 a.m. move. He also made a 10 p.m. move the day before. And that was bringing in, oh wait, no, the 10 p.m. move was yesterday.
It was last night, yeah.
This was all yesterday. See, this is how you know my life is in shambles. And I need sleep. Sleep is good. Last night, Brett Veach did not go to sleep. He was still working the phones, okay? He went out and got Cam Thomas from the Cardinals. He was signed to the Cardinals as a linebacker, but he played at edge. And if you watch like, this dude's tape, oh my God. What? He's a monster, y'all.
Like, he's a little diamond in the rough. Like,
he is. It's another Brett Veach special. Like, we know that Brett Veach knows how to go out and get these guys. And one, you have probably the best defensive coordinator in the NFL in Spags, who is going to be able to get his coaches and these guys exactly to where they need to be. So I know that he didn't have any sacks last year, if you kind of just go and look at his numbers, but the amount of pressures that he had, the way that he was disrupting the quarterback, the way that he was disrupting the running back, put that next to a Chris Jones, put that next to, I mean, like you can't, put that next to anybody on the defensive line. Put that next to Bruce Tranquil. Oh my God.
With Chris Jones and George on the other side.
Like what? Yeah.
He's gonna, I bet you he'll have, my prediction, maybe 3 or 4 sacks this season.
I would give him,
and that's productive.
I would say 5. I would not be surprised if he didn't have 5 sacks this year. So I am super stoked about Cam Thomas.
I am too. I think he's like everything I've heard from Arizona Cardinals fans is like, he's really explosive. He's underrated. They're kind of bummed they let him go.
And he wanted to leave. He wanted to get out of there.
Which, and why would you not want to come to the Chiefs? So like, hello.
Why would you want to stay with the Cardinals?
Yeah. So now granted, I actually think the Cardinals are going to be a better team this season than they were last year. But I mean, that's just me, but I think,
as long as Kyler Murray is 100% healthy, which he is, of course.
Yeah. I think he'll be better for sure. But I'm excited about this. I think he's even in preseason. I think that's why they kind of played him more in preseason, was to show those flashes and maybe get a trade offer for him. I think we only offered like a 7th round pick in 2025. It's really not a huge deal. And if he can give us any kind of decent return value, I think it's well worth it. So I don't see any problems with it. I think Veach is in his bag with this one. So
real deep in his
bag. I'm excited to see what he does. I'm excited to see him in this defense. I think he has people around him that will help him excel. And
absolutely.
It could be I don't know. Just
a good influence, a veteran.
A new page for him. Yeah.
If anybody wants to go look at more film on him, I encourage you to go watch him against the Dallas Cowboys 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord.
Or even go against the Broncos in preseason.
Literally, or that.
Because they had their starters in and he looked great against them.
Yes, he did. So we're excited for that. High five. Great job.
So let's keep sacking Broncos.
Great job, Veach. Yeah. And then another trade. This one went through today, which I think kind of shocked everybody. We went and got tight end Peyton Hendershot from the Cowboys, who, it sounds like, because I don't actually know much about him, but it sounds like he did battle with injuries last year. But when he was healthy, he was very dynamic. So I personally have to go watch more film on him because I don't know much about him. But me and Lexi spoke to a few of our friends who are Cowboys friends, and they're like, y'all, when he's healthy, he's on
good.
It. And going into the tight end room that we have, our tight end room is so stacked. Anybody that you put in that room, they're going to learn and they're going to automatically be better. So
for me, So I'm not going to claim I know a ton about him, but I do remember watching like some of their games last season and seeing him and hearing his name and watching some of his plays. And I think he's really good on special teams for one. So I think he'll be a huge contributor there, which we need because we let Blake Bell go and he was good on special teams for us. So
For that, I think
it's really good. I think Dak Prescott did enjoy targeting him. So I'm curious to see if he can build up that rapport with Mahomes and kind of get going. Obviously, we have Travis Kelce, the best tight end in the league. And then we have Noah Gray, who's been really, really solid for us. And then Jared Wiley, our draft pick this season, who's everyone's hoping will be like the next Travis Kelce, quote unquote. That's a big role to fill, but we have high hopes for Jared Wiley. But I think he's been a little bit slower in preseason, which maybe tells you he needs to learn a little bit more.
Yeah.
So I think a guy like Peyton Hendershot, who has been in the league, I think it's just exciting. I think there's all the potential in the world for him here. And his wife already followed us on Twitter, so we're already all about her. We love the women.
Yes. Hey, go ahead.
They are so excited to be here. So, I mean, of course, because like we said, everyone's excited to be a Chief. But but we're excited to have them. I am excited for him to be under Travis and in that room and with Patrick and Andy Reid and just see what he can do. I think he has really good blocking ability and, like I said, special teams. So I think it's a good, again, really low risk signing. It's like a, what's the pick? I think we gave him a late round.
I think it was a seven.
He has to play like a certain amount of games. It's a conditional pick, but
did not look. I was probably in a meeting.
It's a conditional late round. I think round six or round seven pick.
I thought I saw seventh, 2025.
I think, or 2026.
I don't know.
One of the two, but he has to play, I think, five games on the 53-man roster for them to get that pick. So
I'm sure he will.
I'm sure he will. And I think it'll be good. So I'm excited about him too. And so, I guess we'll get into the roster.
So, yeah, let's actually start with, as you guys know, today is the day that all rosters have to be down to the 53-man, right?
Yes.
Like Lexi said, it's so great and so sad all at the same time. Very, very, very bittersweet, but it's a business and it is what it is. I actually want us to start with waived cut first. Let's start there. So, we know that the roster that came out is the initial 53, which means it's probably the 53, but there could still be some adjustments. You know, don't be surprised if Veach drops another line around 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. tonight, because that's what he does, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. But let's kind of talk about the wave released and people who are you surprised by? And all y'all in the comments, shout out to y'all because y'all got the chat popping. We want to know, who are you guys also surprised by that got cut in this from training camp? Who are you surprised that did not make the roster?
I think my biggest one would be our six-round draft pick, Kamal Haddon.
Yes.
Which we saw this happen last year with Keandre Coburn, where you have a draft pick.
And got cut during the season.
No, he got...
He played a couple games.
Oh, he did play. He played the first game, and then he got cut.
Yeah, anyway. I'm like, he played, unfortunately.
Kamal Haddon. Yeah,
FYI, I don't know if you can hear that, but it is thundering so loud outside of my house right now.
It's a big storm here. So.
Oh, my Lord. That's why I keep going.
I'm thinking you're – anyway.
No, so if my Wi-Fi cuts out, you got to hold it down, sis. I trust you.
No, mine's been the same way. I know. We'll see what happens. It's a big storm here in Kansas City, but Kamal Haddon. I'm hoping he doesn't get claimed by anyone. And then another one I was surprised by was Neil Farrell, defensive tackle.
Yeah.
He played for us last year. He was on our roster. I thought he did pretty well this preseason. I was pretty surprised by that, I'm not gonna lie. Those are my two, like, I think, biggest surprises.
Yeah.
But I
think for me, one of my biggest surprises was Deion Bush. That caught me off guard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was not expecting to see that at all because he did have a good training camp. And we know what he's been for us in the past. So I'm almost 100% positive that he will come back as a practice squad guy as long as he doesn't get picked up on waivers.
Yeah.
But that one definitely made me go, huh. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Especially because
we brought him back like this year.
And we brought him back. And when you look at our safety room right now, it's like, okay, I mean, we can use depth, but all right. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really, really thinking that what's going to happen is he's going to come back and be a practice squad guy. And whenever we need him, we'll just be able to elevate him and he knows it. But yeah, I was shocked. And I mean, there was a lot of guys there to pick from. But
yeah,
yeah, that one caught me off guard. And then I think I'm going to be very transparent. I think that is the only person I am shocked by.
I want
to talk about people who were cut, though. Yeah, I think my biggest shock...
That maybe weren't expected, yeah.
Yeah, my biggest shock was Deion Bush, but...
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and address the elephant. Kadarius Toney being cut today, where I think we knew that he wasn't going to make this roster, but there were a lot of people who were shocked by Kadarius Toney. By Justin Ross. A lot of people thought Justin Ross was going to make it. A lot of people thought Nico Remigio was going to make it. A lot of people thought LRZ was going to make it. A lot of people thought Swayze Bozeman was going to make it. Like, we could keep going down this list of a lot of people.
Deneric Prince.
Yeah, I knew he was going to be a practice squad guy, but a lot of people were shocked by that because he did have a really good camp. So what are your just quick initial reactions based off of like those five people that we just named? Lucas Niang, I was actually shocked because I know that they kind of love him. And so I was like, look at y'all fixing your errors.
Right. I think Lucas Niang has not overstayed his welcome, but I think he's been here long enough for us to see what he can do. And I don't think he's the right fit at this point. We have a lot of rookies now, offensive linemen in our room now. So that's, but I think it's a good refresh. I like a lot of the potential from what we see from all of them.
Yeah.
Norzad, CJ Hansen, guys like that, I think are going to be really good. The guy that took his, hold on, let me find his name.
You're trying to figure out who was the guy that took his what's
his name? He's 6'9". Hang on.
I have it right here.
The UDFA Ethan Driscoll.
Yes.
Ethan Driscoll.
Who went to Marshall
spot pretty much.
He went to Marshall, yeah.
He did go to Marshall. He is 6'9" and moves like a unit. So I am really excited about him.
He's a one-oil machine, guys.
Seen that guy move down the... He's the guy that was like... I know you have. I'm saying like, I know you have.
Yes,
he's the guy blocking for Carson Steele down the field that we saw in preseason. And he is massive. He is a unit. Yeah. Like, I am so excited we kept him. I'm loving these UDFAs that are getting signed because they didn't get drafted and now they get their chance.
They were busting their butt. Like, they all and you went to a lot of camps this season, which was something on our list. We were like, all right, we got to get out to St. Joe. And you see these guys like out there in the heat, the 100 degree heat, hustling and working hard. So I'm going to say this. The guys who made it, they deserve to make it. I kind of want to talk about Kadarius Toney. So,
yeah,
a lot of people very shocked that he did not make this roster because he was a first-round draft pick. And Veach went out and got him in the middle of the season. And 2 years ago when he was on this team, he was a stud, right?
He was. He was.
So, you know, it's just kind of like Niang. You can't live in the past, right?
Yeah.
And we knew, I think the biggest debate for weeks was what is this wide receiver room going to look like? And so seeing Kadarius Toney and Justin Ross not make the roster and Nico. Well, wait, I'm gonna pause on Nico. Seeing Kadarius Toney and Justin Ross not make the roster just kind of confirms to me that they are really trying to make sure that they got special teams locked, that we're going to be fine for kickoff return and punt return. And when you look at a body, if you look at somebody like Justin Ross, you're not probably going to have him doing either. He's going to be the guy who's probably on the field going to get that third down. You know what I mean? And we're throwing a slant to you in the end zone. Go get a touchdown. You don't think special teams when you think him. Kadarius Toney, would you really put him on special teams? Like, I know that he dabbled in it a little bit last year, But yeah, if we know he's so injury prone, why would you even put him in that type of situation?
Kadarius Toney needs to be studied. It is so crazy to me how he came into the Chiefs mid-season and made an immediate impact. He was phenomenal. I don't know if you guys remember, he was adjusting his gloves mid-catch. Like, he was catching everything.
During that Chargers game.
He was shifty. No, Jaguars game.
No, I was like, nope, that wasn't the Jags game. I was like, wait, no, that was the noon Jags game because I was there.
Noon
was
Jags game, yeah.
I was there.
But he was shifty. He was getting open. He was doing everything we requested of him and catching the ball.
He tiptoed into the end zone.
I mean, he literally tiptoed. He had the longest punt return in Super Bowl history and almost scored on it, which has actually never happened. Against the Eagles. I mean, he was phenomenal in special teams that first year. 2023, I do not know what. I mean, I know injuries happen. I get
he
that.
He got a ring. Like, he got the big hit.
It just, man, it was like week one for the Lions game. He had those like two horrible, horrible drops that went to interceptions, went to pick sixes. I mean, it was just terrible. And I think that really got in his head, and he like never recovered.
Which I don't. Which
he never recovered.
Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation. Nico Remigio. Now I am shocked by this. And I think if we would not have went out and got Juju, it would have been him.
Yeah, and I think getting Juju solidified that Nico didn't have everything it took to make the roster.
And it's funny because the amount of people who were saying Mecole Hardman wasn't going to make the roster were like, you're all insane.
No.
Why would he not make the roster?
He's making
Hello?
It.
Hello? Yeah. Do y'all watch this team? I'm like, yeah. So, no, I will say, what if the Chiefs did something funny?
What
if they put Kadarius Toney on the practice squad?
They could if he clears waivers. I think they would.
But
I think they absolutely would.
I don't know if you've seen the article that came out earlier that Veach did try to get something.
He tried to trade him
and could not get a single thing, which makes me think, you know, he might clear waivers. I mean, maybe not. Somebody might pick him up and be like, we ain't giving y'all a seventh. I was like, dang, we couldn't even get a seventh. Jesus.
Okay. I thought, you know, because we traded, God, what did we trade for him? Like a second round, third round pick?
Yes.
Something like that. Like,
all right, y'all. Just
I thought for sure we could maybe get like a seventh.
Or a sixth. We couldn't get a sixth.
But that was hopeful.
Oh, God bless. That it's him lining thinking. Up off sides twice in the second preseason game on the very
God.
First
night.
He dropped his own stock. And you know what? Do not bring him back to this practice squad if he can clear waivers. We've already made the cut. Just go with
just
the win.
Just let it go. Just let it go.
With the win. Just
yeah.
It was cute and fun while it lasted. It was cute and fun. Oh, I will say we didn't talk about Montrell Washington. So where I did not think he was going
in preseason, but
he had a good pre right. Where I did not think he was going to make the roster, I do think that he is also somebody that we'll bring back.
Yeah,
because that's a. He's just a little.
I mean, he's one of those guys that's a great camp body, but you know is probably not going to make the roster.
Absolutely. So
I mean, but he made some really good catches. I think he has potential. I think I would love if he ended up back on our practice squad. Yeah. And if we needed him to fill in for someone, he could go do that, especially on special teams.
But do we really need you?
So
you know who else is going to come back on this practice squad? And I'm about to make everybody in Chiefs Kingdom mad.
Cornell Powell.
Matt Dickerson.
Oh, yeah.
He'll definitely be back on this practice squad, too.
Yeah.
And probably Cornell Powell. Like, you're not wrong here.
Cornell Powell, I just love the guy. Here. He works so hard.
He does.
But he just can never do enough to make the roster. And it's
never.
But
and
he's,
you know what? I'm actually convinced that he's convinced with being okay with being on
the right. You know I know.
I'm fine here.
I actually think this season he really, because he did really well in preseason. I think he really thought he maybe had a shot, but I think everyone kind of knew he didn't.
That receiver. Yeah,
tough.
No.
It's tough.
It's now, tough. You know what else? So we talk about not wasting money because we never have money, right? We already ain't got no money, Veach. Let's not waste money. Irv Smith Jr. went out, paid him, brought him in for a quick one-year deal. He got waived today. So I'm going to assume that he is also somebody who is going to come back on this practice squad. But he is somebody else.
I think he's a name because his dad played in the league.
Yeah, absolutely. 1,000%.
So he's one of those guys I could see getting picked up by someone else if he doesn't clear waivers. But otherwise, I think he'll make the practice squad and be fine. But I think he could get picked up by someone because there are a lot of teams that need tight ends. Like,
oh, absolutely.
I know, like, the Rams.
They just got rid of one.
Cowboys, Rams, Packers. I could list a bunch of teams, but
yeah.
I mean, Chargers even, I could see them taking him. I mean, but there's something because Irv Smith, I was excited when we signed him because I thought there was some potential there, but he just throughout camp and throughout preseason, he did a whole lot of nothing for us.
They were not expecting Jarrett Wiley to flash the way that he did in camp.
Yeah.
Or during the games. And that boy flashed. Like,
yeah, he did.
That's one of them. Bring you in, let you sit a year with Trav and let you sit a year with Noah and learn. Mm-hmm. And then maybe next season we can go off. Nah, Jarrett Wiley went crazy in the preseason. So I think that's why they were like, you know what? Maybe we don't need Irv Smith. And I'm fine with that. And he's young. Like, yeah, so much going on. So much going on there.
So there's not a huge difference. I've seen a lot of people ask this today. What's the difference between being released and going on waivers or being that kind of thing? There's not a huge difference except for the fact that if you're a vet and you've played in the league for a few years, you can only have a certain amount of vets on your practice squad.
Correct.
So that kind of goes into being released versus going on waivers, that whole kind of thing. But
which,
and I think it's like four.
Is it terminology? Five? I'm like, that's actually not what it is. It's being released or it's being waived. Being released or being waived. That's what it is. What happens is you, all of these people, they get cut from your team and then they go into this huge pool. And then what's the deadline? It's like 24 hours, 48 hours.
Something like that, yeah.
All NFL teams have access to all of these people who have been waived from teams, and they can go claim somebody from the waivers because they've been released or waived, and they can add them to their 53-man roster. So what we mean by that is a lot of these guys are going to go, and then hopefully they do not get picked up by any of the other 31 teams on the NFL. And then we can hopefully bring them back as practice squad guys. So throughout the season, if something happens or someone gets injured or someone gets suspended or goes on IR or whatever, we're able to bring somebody up from the practice squad. So that's just the major difference there.
Sorry, my dog is going psycho. I'm trying to.
It's because it's storming outside.
Yeah, I guess. Oh my God.
Don't worry. I could hear Gracie. Okay. It's okay.
Okay, good.
Let's get into the good news of all of this whole entire chaotic day that I think we were all sitting at our laptops patiently waiting for it to drop. Let's go ahead and get into the actual 53-man roster. Yo, Lexi, I just want to start off and say, I am so, let me not clap in the mic. I am so, and then I like poetry snap my fingers. Like, what is happening here? I'm overly excited about this 53-man roster that I know, again, this is our initial roster. That does not mean that it's locked in yet. It could be by the end of the day, but this roster, after kind of looking over it, and I know we're going to kind of dive into it by position group. This team can win a Super Bowl. This team that we have can three-peat. And that makes me thrilled.
For sure.
We still have a little bit of opportunity in our secondary? Of course. But I also don't think it's going to be that big of a difference from what our defense has been years prior, excluding last season. So let's get into it. Quarterbacks, we kept two of them.
Who do you think?
Oh, my God. I cannot believe Patrick Mahomes made the roster.
Oh, my God.
Did you see how many interceptions he had during training camp? Oh, my God. Like,
I thought he was washed.
Carson Wentz, the redhead.
Carson Wentz was definitely washed.
Okay. Like, there's no way. There's no way these two dudes made this roster.
Oh, my gosh.
Super excited about our quarterback room. You can't mess up
with
Patrick Mahomes and Carson Wentz.
I just want to say, I'm actually, this is the best backup we've had in a long time. I think in the whole Mahomes era, this is the best backup
we've had. We love Chad Henne. We love Chad Henne.
I love Chad Henne goat. Chad Henne goat. Yeah. But
anything is possible. Okay. We love him. But all right.
Carson Wentz, man, I'm really excited. I hope we don't have to use him, however, but like very excited about his mind in the quarterback room.
And a lot of people don't like to hear this, and I don't care what they say, but Carson Wentz could be starting on somebody's NFL team right now. Go look at the other 31 quarterbacks.
Go look at the Vikings, please.
Go look at the bottom 10.
Go look at the Giants.
Yeah. And tell me that Carson Wentz is not better than them. Anyway,
and, I will say we did release backup Chris Oladokun, mm-hmm. Oladokun. I don't know how you say his last name.
I call it Oladokun. I don't Oladokun. Know. Right.
We did release him. I think he'll probably end up on our practice squad.
Probably.
Because I don't think anyone's going to claim him, but just wanted to add that in. But yeah. He'll quarterback room, A+.
Yeah, A++. Running backs. So, depending on how you look at it, because I've seen two 53-man charts right now. I've seen where, A, there's three running backs, and then I've seen where there's two running backs and a fullback, which, A, thank you, Andy, for bringing back the fullback. We love that.
Thank you.
Running backs, Isaiah Pacheco, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, as expected, right? I do think we should maybe go get – hold on, wait, before I get there. Let's go ahead and add the fullback in there, too. Carson Steele.
Yay!
Our guy made it.
Listen,
I don't think anybody is more proud than me and Lex.
No, no one. Maybe his mom, but like
maybe
other than that,
mom. Very true. Maybe mom. Maybe mama Steele.
Maybe mom. Maybe family. But other than that,
I don't think anybody is more excited than me and Lexi for Carson Steele. Like, he had an amazing training camp, and every game he left it all out there, all on the line. He was the one who scored in two of the games. Shout out to Carson Steele. He has made this roster like easy. I think after the second game, we were like, oh, he's on this roster.
Yeah. Even after the first game, we were like, wait a minute.
Like, exactly. Exactly.
And for those of you that maybe don't know, he went undrafted. So he.
Yeah. UDFA.
But he chose to be here. He's like, I want to be on the Chiefs. He knows the Chiefs gives they give a decent shot to guys that aren't drafted,
really?
Right?
Like we look at this draft.
So I think it was the right choice by him.
Yeah.
And I think he just took every single opportunity and took full advantage and made sure he made the most of it. And that's exactly what you need to see from these guys, especially in preseason and training camp. And he's just immediately stood out. As if you can do that in a game, on the Chiefs through the repeating champs, like I don't.
His champs were good too.
And if you can,
biggest thing was put him with Isaiah Pacheco.
They're going to be the craziest 1-2 punch.
Him learning behind him, he already runs angry. He already blocks insane.
Like one in every run. Yeah.
Like, holy crap, right? So here's, and I think I said this hot take literally last week. I think Carson Steele not only makes this roster, but I think he's running back too. And I don't think that's disrespectful to CEH.
Yeah.
I think that's just more so taking some of the weight off of Clyde, and I am okay with that. Now, if you look at our running back fullback room and you're at three, I would still like to maybe get a fourth running back, and there are a lot of running backs that are available right now. So I wouldn't be mad out and got another piece.
I think there's a lot of people that want to see us bring in Samaje Perine, who was on the Broncos. I think he's definitely one of the top free agent running backs right now. They cut him today. Yeah. So I wouldn't mind seeing him in this offense. We had his brother. We had LaMichael Perine in this offense for a little bit, who won a Super Bowl ring with us. He didn't play much, but you know. And then I think Dalvin Cook is interesting. He met with the Cowboys today, but
Hey, mom, how are you? He went to visit the Cowboys and he left the Cowboys. Like, he wasn't there long at all. So I don't know what that means with Jerry Jones and team, but it sounds like he literally was there for just like 5 minutes in and out. So I'm sure he probably went, like, did his physical and all of that. Yeah. I'm interested to see how that goes, because that went very, very quick.
Also want to backtrack real quick, just because I think we have some new listeners in here. If y'all want to go back and listen to our podcast, we had Carson Steele on back in June. So if y'all want to go back and listen to that, look at our YouTube channel and you can go find that interview there or on Spotify or Apple as well. So just want to throw that out there. But
we introduced Crocky J to the world, baby.
We did. Crocky J.
We introduced him to the world.
Not only do we have a new running back, fullback, but he has a pet alligator named Crocky J. So that just tells you anything.
Go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah.
A lot of good gems in there.
Anyway.
So let's get into this wide receiver room and let's not take a long time on it. Yeah. Let's not take a long time on it. We are at minute 50. So the wide receiver room actually went exactly the way that I thought it was going to go. Especially once we went and got Juju, I was like, you know what? Okay. I think I know how that's going to go. So we name our seven guys: Hollywood Brown, Rashi Rice, Xavier Worthy, Justin Watson. Yes. Justin Watson.
Of course. Yes.
Sky Moore, Mecole Hardman, and John Smith-Schuster. You know, I like calling him his birth certificate name.
I know.
Smith-Schuster.
I'm so glad I get to bring back my jersey. I'm just so glad.
So when we think about the receiving core, I think they nailed it, personally. I think they nailed it. So what are your thoughts about the receiving core?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. I absolutely love this wide receiver core. I think it's arguably the strongest one we've had outside of when we had Tyreek Hill.
Absolutely.
Because he accounts for a few players, right? Yeah, but like, just because of how good he is. But but I think, my God, having Hollywood Brown, Rashi Rice, Xavier Worthy, Juju, Justin Watson, Mecole Hardman, and then Sky Moore for when you need him.
God bless.
I don't think you could ask for much better than that. I want to say too, I think what we were missing without Juju in this wide receiver room was a really good blocking wide receiver.
Yep.
And with the addition of Juju back here, I think that's exactly what we needed. Like, people don't think about the blocking that wide receivers do.
Absolutely.
I'm really excited for that. So I think overall, I think right now it's an A+. I'm going to give it. We'll see. Ask me again in like week 3. But right now I think A+. Yeah.
I cannot wait until we have all of our guys together, healthy and ready to go. We have the speed, we got the hands, we got the height, we got special teams covered. Receiving room covers the scouts.
Everything.
Beach, they killed this. They
killed it.
I could not be more excited. Don't have two safeties out there if you don't want to. Put one safety out there if you want to. Do it if you want to. Please.
Good luck.
Please.
Good luck.
Please feel free to get cooked by Hollywood right now. Xavier Worthy.
Right now we have the deep game covered extremely well. And we have the slot receiver short game covered. Wide receiver screens covered really well.
We got a dude that will jump over your corner and go get the ball. And
every single aspect of wide receiver we have covered right now.
Yeah.
Like,
and look at me disrespecting Rashi Rice. And Rashi Rice and Juju Smith-Schuster
will jump over
your boy and get the ball. Let's talk about the tight ends.
I don't even know who to tell you to take on your fantasy team at this point, because our wide receivers,
they all might have between 500 and 800 yards. Like, literally, that's what it's looking like. Our tight ends, I'm also thrilled about our tight end, Travis Kelce. Our receiving room is how you keep Travis Kelce for another 4 years. Our receivers are how you keep Travis Kelce for a long time, because he does not have to go out there every single week.
Oh, my God.
Every single snap and be the distraction.
Yeah.
This is how you keep longevity in the best tight end also in the NFL. So him, Noah Gray, Jarrett Wiley, the rookie who balled out during training camp, who had a great preseason, and then picking up Peyton Hendershot today from the Cowboys. We'll see what that looks like.
Yeah, no idea yet, but I think the potential's there. So definitely. I think I'm really excited about our tight end room. I think we have blocking and we have receiving ability.
Same. Fantastic. Exactly. And like I said, this is how we keep Travis Kelce for another 3 to 4 years. Yeah. This is how we go get the 7 rings that Tom Brady has, right? Yeah. Like, this is how you do that. So,
and you know, the more that Travis wins rings, the more he's going to want to stay. So, like,
and he can do that and host game shows and play in movies. And listen, Travis Kelce can do whatever the H he wants.
Go dance on stage with his pop star girlfriend. Like, he can do everything. And then, I can't.
Oh my God. He can do whatever he wants. So, yeah. Shout
and
out to
I
them.
I love that we're taking pressure off of him. And he's still going to be phenomenal. Like, he's still going to be probably our number one receiving threat. Just because, I don't know, we talked about it last week, but the behind the back pass, that just shows you, like, he and Mahomes can still just do whatever the hell they want out
Psycho.
There.
And, something's not right mentally with them both.
Or it's, like, way too right.
But I also think, if y'all listeners want to go back and listen to me and Lexi's conversation about training camp a month ago. We spoke about how youthful Travis looks, how energetic he looks out there, how he's taking hits. He's doing all of this stuff. Like, Travis looked good all training camp.
Really good.
And he did not have to be. He would always stay after camp and do extra work. Like, Travis is mentally there. So the people that think that he's not, he is. So I can't wait to see what this season looks like. He deserves a thousand yard season since he missed it last year. He deserves it this year. So I think they're going to do what they can to get him there.
I agree.
Let's talk about this O-line. It's just.
Yes.
I actually hate how excited I am. Like, I'm sick of me because I'm real excited.
I'm sick of myself.
Kingsley Suma-Mataia, he is your starting left tackle.
I think what tells you today is they didn't even approach another tackle. So I think that tells you Suamataia is the way it's going to be. And I think that's amazing. I love it.
Put him next to Joe Tooney all day.
All day,
you know, we should have asked Creed what his thoughts were on Kingsley.
Yeah, that's the one. We missed that question.
Like, dumb.
Listen, we were trying to go through like a million things for like 10 minutes, but we missed that question. But I think if we asked Creed, he'd probably be like, yeah, I'm excited about him.
Yeah, thrilled. Kingsley Suma-Mataia at tackle. Of course, Joe Tooney. Of course, Creed Humphrey. Of course, Trey Smith. Of course, Juwan Taylor, right? Yeah. Then our backups and Wanya Morris, Mike Caliendo, Hunter Norzad, which a lot of people are excited about. We went and got Ethan Driscoll today. That was today, right? That was
no. We've had him for a little bit.
Oh, duh. He's been in camp. God bless. He made the roster and we were excited about him. That's what it was. And then CJ Hansen. So I feel really good about our O-line. I don't think Patrick is going to be on the ground.
I actually think, with the tight end we brought in, with Carson Steele being kind of like a fullback role, I think we're going to do like a power run game this year, and I'm excited about
that. Sign me up.
On top of that, you have a fantastic wide receiver and tight end receiving core.
Yeah.
But you also have to put like...
The way Isaiah Pacheco is going to go off this year...
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Ridiculous. Like, we're not going to be stressed out about... Third and short, fourth and short. I don't think we're going to be stressed out about that anymore. Because
Bailey just got reported to the practice squad. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm going to see if I can find any other updates.
Yeah, I haven't even like really looked at my phone.
I haven't either.
Let's go ahead and tackle this defense. defensive tackles. You like my transition? You didn't
Sexy. Wait, what did you say? I'm sorry. I was trying to find the practice card, guys.
Funny, and she didn't even laugh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I said, let's go ahead and transition to the tackles. Well, I said, I can't even remember no more. It ain't funny no more. Let's talk about the defense. Let's get
into the tackles. Not funny when you have to repeat your joke.
Yeah, like what? It was so good.
I'm sorry. Anyway, I failed.
Of course, another man who got paid a whole bunch of money this year, Chris Jones. We got Turk Warden. We bring a Naughty back who hopefully is ready to go week one. Don't laugh at me for forgetting the joke. Y'all know I got a short memory. And then Mike Pinnell, who we are obsessed with. So happy about our tackles. Okay.
Really quick, I'm going to clarify this. Well, I was just going to know.
I'm going to just talk to almost 1,800 people who are listening.
This is important. Fine. I was just informed by Amanda Hendershot.
Okay.
I thought was his wife, that was Peyton's wife, our new tight end.
Yeah.
Actually his sister, or no. Hey. Yeah. He's his sister-in-law.
Oh, okay.
So what I just wanted to clarify that because I said it was his wife and she messaged me. She was listening to our show. Yeah. I just want to clarify.
Hey girl. Hey. Hey sister-in-law girl. How you doing? Hey, sister-in-law. How you doing? But no, excited about the tackles. Sorry. I mean, all of the tackles who are here, they've been here. They know what they're doing. They got this. Very excited for our tackles. They're going to ball out. Chris Jones is young and refreshed. Wait, did I miss a franchise episode?
No, it's Thursday, I think. Something like that, yeah.
I can't get past how hype Chris Jones was in the last franchise episode.
So good, yeah.
So, I mean, if that sets the tone, like, he now doesn't have to worry about, am I going to get paid? He could just go out there and get 15 sacks this season, which is totally fine with me. He said 20. I'm saying 15.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to divide some up. Because you know I think George Karloftis is going to have 10. Oh, my God. I had to dig deep. Lord. I told you my brain's not really truly functioning today. But while we're talking about George Karloftis, we can go ahead and get into the DEs, too. So George Karloftis, Mike Dana, Malik Herring, and FAU, who a lot of people are not happy with, but they're going to have to get over it. And Cam Thomas.
Yeah.
If people got to get over the FAU thing. When you have that much greatness around you, what do you expect?
Right. And actually, what do you expect? The thing is we, the thing with FAU, even in preseason, we saw him next to all of our backups. So you're not going to get like a ton of, you're going to get more production out of him when you have him next to Chris Jones and George Karloftis and Mike Dana. Guys like that, Derek Naughty, Tershawn Wharton.
You got to give him.
I think that's where you're going to see more production out of FAU.
And I get it. It's year two for him. They're looking for him to step up. I will say, like, the last preseason game, I feel like at the very beginning, his first step was really good. Like, you could see, like, that power from it. And I do feel like as the game went on, yeah, there were some opportunities there, like, duh. But I also feel like that is what preseason is for. That is what training camp is for. That is where you go and you learn. And he can take another season of learning and everybody will be just fine. Do we think, I personally, no shade, did not think FAU was a number one, I mean, a first round draft pick.
I think
I
he was.
Why we didn't, though.
We were at pick 32. It was a hometown draft. He was a hometown kid. I think he could have gone second or third round. I think that's just why we picked him. I don't think there was a ton of value at that position when we drafted him. I think, like, we were at 32. I think there was a few ways you could have gone.
All the receivers came flying off the board. Veach made several calls. Nobody would trade with us. Like, let's go back to that draft. We remember exactly what happened. So it is what it is.
And then Charles. I don't think Charles Monahue is not expected to be back until maybe November.
November. Yeah. So he's definitely on this roster. What is it called? Do not disturb.
He's on injured reserve.
Right. I was just trying to think of what the technical name was for it.
Cannot play.
And I don't feel like going to look it up. Linebackers. Now, you know, I always have to start with my guy from Mizzou, Nick.
Physically unable to perform. Pup list. Physically
unable. Thank you. I was like, I just
can't think of the word.
Y'all know I know I'm not. Thanks, Lauren. Nick Bolton, Drew Tranquil, Leo Chanel, Jack Cocker, and Cam Jones. What? Like, yes. All of that. Can you imagine year two Drew Tranquil? Can you? How do you know he will be better than Felix?
Like when we took him. Yeah. You didn't know at that point.
You have no clue. You have no clue. Drew Tranquil year two is going to be insane.
Love it. So
I don't know if any of y'all were at training camp and seen him and Isaiah Pacheco fighting every game.
Oh my God.
Fighting every week. And I was like, I love it. Because yes, Isaiah, the run stop defense needs to be better. So get in his A. And that's exactly what he was doing. And Drew Tranquil was frustrated. And he knows, like, this is making me better. And they are best friends, okay? But seeing how hard they were going at each other in camp, I was like,
yes. Love it.
In 100-degree heat, sign me up.
I actually, because Drew just seems like the sweetest, like, most personable, down-to-earth guy. Then you get him on a football field, and he's, like, relentless. Like,
yeah, like, why are you so angry?
I'm like, okay, yeah. Why are you so angry? You have a lot of anger to let out, okay.
But you know what? That's what I'm supposed to be, so okay.
But I'm so does Pacheco. I mean, they're all just, like, but they're all out there, and they all like tackle, and...
And then they, like, hug after. And
yeah,
like,
they love each other. They're brothers. Yeah.
What is this? Okay, y'all.
Also, like, they get to a point in training camp where they're just so tired of tackling each other. And they're like, I just want to tackle anyone.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
And your time is coming in 9 days, I promise. Now, let's get to the cornerbacks. Because there was a lot of drama, speculation. Yeah. What corners are we going to keep? How many corners are we going to keep? All of that. All of that.
Yeah.
So, Trent McDuffie, CB1, for sure, right? Jaden Watson, Joshua Williams, Nazi Johnson, Nick Jones, Chris Roland Wallace. So, here, these are our six cornerbacks. And I'm not mad at it. I will say, I am praying for health.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm
praying for health. I just need our guys to stay healthy all season long. That's it.
Yeah.
It's hard to go out and do your, it's hard to go out and be 100% focused on your job when you're wondering if you could do something to tweak a hamstring or a knee or an ankle. So I am just praying that the treatment that they have been doing all off season, that they are ready to go. And that's it. Because we already know we're going to see Trent McDuffie and Jaylen Watson together. Like, that's going to be it.
Yeah.
And then being able to rotate Jaylen with,
Joshua and Nazi.
Or Joshua. Like, that's going to be insane. So, I know in those four, that is a great duo right there. But we, health.
Yeah. Just health as well. I know.
Health as well.
It's tough, man. I mean, I know Nazi is dealing with his injuries. I know Joshua Williams is dealing with his. I know Jaylen Watson is just coming off of his from last year.
Yeah.
Trent McDuffie, I'm knocking on every piece of wood. God forbid he stays healthy.
He's got to be healthy.
He's been good. He's been fine.
he's been great, yeah.
But, yeah, and then I think Nick Jones, hopefully he can step up this year. I know he had a quieter season last year, but he's also good on special teams, too. So
he's great on special teams. And
I'm excited about that. And then I think Roland Wallace, I think, had some really good flashes in camp and preseason. So I'm excited for him to be on the roster. I think that's pretty cool. I'm bummed that Kamal Hatton didn't make it because I would have liked to see him get a chance. But
he has to be a practice squad guy.
Yeah.
He has to be a practice squad guy.
He will. But he will. But yeah.
He has to be. And then our safety room, Justin Reed, Brian Cook, Shamari Carter, Jaden Hicks.
This comment, thank you. We love his fiance.
Yeah, that's our girl.
She's our girl.
That's our girl. We love awesome. Gabby.
Yeah.
And his mama, Miss Keisha's in here too.
Yes, yes.
I'm very happy with our safety room. I'm happy with our safety room. Justin Reed, Brian Cook, Shamari Carter, Jaden Hicks. I'm happy with our safety room. I think that's another stay healthy.
Yeah.
That's it. Justin Reese says he's playing week one. Bless.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
I'm like,
yeah, I think our, like, I think what a lot of Chiefs Kingdom is going through is that we have not seen our entire starting defense play together at all this preseason because everyone's had minor kind of injuries and tweaks and stuff going on. So I feel like we've kind of like lost our way in knowing what to expect from them. But I think overall it's going to be fine.
And on that same note, all of these guys played together last season. We didn't really bring a lot of new people in. Like, there's not a lot of, there's not a lot of new guys that are coming in. Like, most of our defense won a ring last year. So they kind of know, like, they got chemistry.
It's pretty much the same defense, yeah.
They got chemistry, so I don't think... Now, of course, would Spags like to see what's next with them? Because we didn't get to see it in training camp. Yes, but I feel like... And let's go back to the 2022 season. Let's not talk about the 2023 season. I think the defense that we're going to see this year is going to be the defense of 2022 and not 2023. I think that there is going to be rust that is going to have to get off. Mm-hmm. They are not going to come out and be that top two defense that they were last season that caught all of us off guard. Like,
we're not used to that.
And they're going to be very good, right? It's going to take some time. I think after the bye week, they are going to be clicking on all cylinders like they normally always do. And that's week six. So I think it's going to just kind of take some time to get for them to get their rhythm just because we did not see them as a unit during any preseason games.
Yeah.
But I think that's okay because our offense is going to go off.
Yes.
So I'm like, I think that's okay. We are not going to have the issues of last season with the offense. It's and not I happening. Think, like, so.
I think some people are nervous about the depth of like certain positions on our defense.
Absolutely.
But I think like right now, defensive tackle wise, I think Mike Pinnell, having him to start the season is huge because we added him mid year last year.
Correct.
I think him being here this whole offseason. Yeah, doing training camp, everything, I think is huge. I think Tershawn Wharton is finally really healthy. He's going to have a big year. I think Derek Naughty is getting healthy. He'll be good. I think Chris Jones.
Have they said if he's week one yet?
Spags said everyone is.
Okay. I hadn't heard that report on Naughty yet. And I seen him.
I just know Spags said in his press conference, he said everyone's good to go for week one. So as long as we don't hear anything else, they should all be good. We'll report next Tuesday with our final hearings before Thursday's game, right? But but from what I've heard so far in press conferences, it sounds like the entire defense should be good to go. So that's exciting, especially like Nick Bolton, Chris Jones.
He's ready. Yeah. So, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Bless you. Yeah, good. All right. And then let's get to our specialist, Harrison Bucker at Place Kicker. Matt Ariza at Punta and James Winchester at Long Snapper.
Best long snapper in the league, baby.
Best long snapper in the league. So that unit is locked. We are good there.
Really excited about well, I think
Matt Ariza is insane.
Yeah.
Like
I think like Tommy Townsend is a huge loss just because he's awesome. He's a baller on special teams, but and I'm glad he went and got paid on the Texans. I think he's going to be obviously fine.
Oh my God, he's going to be so good for them. I hate it.
But yeah, really excited about Matt Ariza. He came from San Diego. He was really, really good in college. People were a little bit concerned about him holding the ball for Butker, but so far there really hasn't been an issue with that. So
Looks like they got good chemistry.
We're good to go. Yeah, I'm excited about special teams. And then I think all of the guys that have to fill in on special teams are going to be really good too. So
1,000%.
The new kickoff rule will be interesting, and our game will be like the guinea pig for it. So
it will be. But, you know, I will say, if you look at the overall numbers and stats that they've said so far about kickoff returns, you see that there is a high, the percentages like quadruple of the amount of kick returns that are actually happening and having true depth. So, A, I love that because in case you didn't know, we got a whole bunch of dudes who are real fast.
Yeah.
Real fast. So once they get that rhythm, even if they don't truly understand it until week 10, I will give them half of the season, I guess week 9. Well, week 10, because we play 20 plus games of football.
Yeah.
I will give them till week 10 to get it figured out. And once they do, oh, baby, what? Can you? Yeah. I can already see Xavier Worthy taking it to the house, doing his thing.
Would love that. Not only do we have like Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown, like don't forget Mecole Hardman is just that fast. Like he's also
people forget that he's incredibly fast.
They like, really do. I'm like, no, he's still really fast too. So
yeah,
we have a lot of speed, but then we also have guys like Rashi and Juju now who are like they're still fast, but they're gonna be those like bigger body guys that
yeah
also can take the top off in different ways. So I'm so excited about this roster. I think for the Chiefs, obviously every single fan, all of us, we're all focused on the three-peat, right? But you got to just take it game by game. Yeah. I think we have
at least three or four.
We're going to lose. And we could lose sometimes in September. Six. Like, and that's okay because the Chiefs can lose in September, lose one or two in October and still be good to go because they're going to start playing their best football in November, December. And I'm going to implore us all, especially myself, to remember that. So
I will yell at Lexi for y'all. Don't worry. In the group chat, I'm going to be like, calm down. And she's going to be like, no. And I'm going to be like, sorry. I'm going to let her have this.
Now, listen, I have my own way. I have my own ways about me during the games, but
we will usually pay off negative to make good things happen. Sometimes you have to go against the grain.
I gotta like reverse jinx things. Okay.
So, reverse jinx is hilarious.
Reverse whatever. But I want to say too, like, I think the Chiefs, they have the perfect formula to three-peat. Like, there is nothing. Absolutely. You have the best head coach, you have an awesome offensive coordinator, you have a the best defensive coordinator in the league, for what I'm concerned, the best defensive backs coach in the league, and Dave Merritt. I think you have Dave Tobe, who could arguably be one of the best special teams coaches. We have three of the best positions on our team in Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes.
And not only are they the best, they know how to make in-game adjustments. And a lot of coaches do not know how to adjust.
And they have the experience.
Yes. All of that.
So
all of that.
I think if anything, the Chiefs have the perfect formula, what they need to three-peat. It just comes down to them performing and not beating themselves.
And you know why they know that? Because this offseason, a whole bunch of coaches got paid. A GM got paid. We brought back our head coach. We brought back our defensive coordinator. We brought back Brett Veach. A lot of guys got a bag this offseason because, like I said, the goal is to get as many rings as possible in this fun, cute little era that we're in. Ring era. In our ring era.
Okay. Okay.
All right. We got a lot of things to talk about still. No, we don't. But we got to move on from Chiefs and kind of get on to some of the good stuff.
Well, getting some exciting stuff happening. Yes.
Shout out to everybody that is listening right now. We know that people are listening right now on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, over almost at 2,100, which is.
We're up to a lot of live listeners right now. Almost 2,100 of you in here with us. So thank you for being here.
Super grateful. If you're on YouTube and you have not yet, hit that subscribe and that like button. Subscribes and likes are fun. Please do that. And if you're on Twitter, please retweet.
Yeah.
We love the retweets. You guys are amazing. Now, me and Lexi have had a lot going on over the last 7 days.
It's been busy, to say the least.
It has been busy, y'all. Like, we work our real jobs, and then we got to work Kingdom Queens. Kingdom Queens is a real job for us, y'all. Like,
we're trying to make it full-time, but, you know.
You know what I'm saying? If y'all know some people who would like to be brand sponsors for us, y'all let us know. But we got a lot of really great announcements coming up, and we just kind of want to go over them with y'all right now. So, first, excited to announce our partnership with Autograph. We actually could not contain our excitement, and we tweeted about it this morning. So if you're on Twitter, you've seen the tweet that we put out. Did you by chance have a chance to upload the video yet?
I couldn't get it to upload onto here. I'm going to try for next week, though. Yeah,
it's totally fine. So I'm going to tell you guys to do a few things. If you're looking at our Twitter or if you're looking at our Instagram, in our link, in our bio, is our Linktree account. And on our Linktree account, you can access, hey, Christy, on our Linktree account, you can get all access to Kingdom Queens. So let me tell you about what Autograph is. Autograph is pretty much a fan-based app specifically for you that you can customize for you that is great for you. You are going to get all of your sports team information. So if you're a Chiefs fan, if you're a Royals fan, if you're a KU fan, if you're a Mizzou fan, you can click all your teams. You can put your NBA team in there and you're going to get all of the latest news about your sports team in your portal.
Yeah.
Very cool, right? Another thing that's on there is You have access to purchase tickets to these games. So all of your favorite teams, you can purchase tickets to those games. And thank you. And there's no ticket fees, which is nuts. Like, what?
And so what they do is they actually combine all the ticket apps into one. So you don't have to like go search like five different ticket apps.
Correct.
You can just click on Autograph and it will show you all of the tickets at the best prices. All
yes. You don't got to go to SeatGeek. You don't got to go to Ticketmaster. You don't got to go to Game Time. Like, those are the three apps that I legit go to every single time. It's amazing, right?
You literally get rewards for consuming your favorite content. Like,
literally. Literally. And then there's one tab, which is my absolute favorite. It is podcast. So there's one tab on there that's podcast, and it's all of the sports teams that you clicked, their podcast in one portal. And it's not like your ESPN. It's not like your Fox. It's not those podcasts. It is content creators who actually live in the city, who actually know their sports teams.
Local content creators. Or not even local, but like, yeah, like.
Right, because I guess I did live in Dallas for a really long time.
I know. Some people live all over. But, you know, but when we say, I mean, it's just like specific to our brand and not like
correct.
A broad. So it's really cool.
And so with that being said, Kingdom Queens podcast will be on there going forward. And there is a lot of great creators on there who y'all already follow. I know a lot of y'all already follow. How about those Chiefs? That's our friend. Like, that's our
we
guy.
We love him. How about those Chiefs?
We know you follow him. We know you follow, is it RGR?
RGR, we love them. Yes. Love Locked On Chiefs.
Yes.
They're becoming Arrowhead good friends. Like,
these are the podcasts that y'all listen to already. We're joining the family.
It's all in one spot. It's fantastic. Yes.
So go to your app store, download the Autographed app. It is like a gray black background with a highlighter A. Download that. You're going to type in your email and then you're going to put in the promo code Kingdoms like Queen.
We can't really see
it. We can't see it. We can't.
We can't see it.
Remember, it's not Kingdom. It's Kingdoms with an S. So put in that promo code
Kingdoms Queens.
And not only do I want y'all to download it, I need y'all to tell me and Lexi y'all thoughts about the app. Like, go on Twitter and tell us if y'all like it or if y'all hate it, because so far I actually look at it probably multiple times in a day since I've downloaded it. Like, I actually
it's
use
it. It's a cool app. Like, yeah. And it it was actually partially founded by Tom Brady. So that's pretty dang cool too. So
we were like, really? Like, we had to do some research. We were like, Tom Brady's a co-founder?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sign us up for this. We want to do this. Sign us up for this. So
you know anything with Tom Brady is probably going to be a good thing. So
exactly. So download the app, sign up for that. Thank y'all in advance. And we're going to talk about it every single week until you do it.
So, we will probably multiple times. So app, Autograph, promo code, Kingdoms, Queens, all one word.
And again, it's in our Linktree.
Yeah.
It's easy to find.
And it's free. It's free. You just sign up using our name to get extra kind of stuff and rewards and all that kind of good stuff.
She's not lying. It's free. All right. So the next thing that we're going to announce this week, we also locked in a partnership with Homage. And I know y'all know who Homage is. They have some of the best vintage sports apparel, and their Chiefs apparel is chef's kiss. So good. So good, so good.
Love it.
So we have partnered with Homage, and we're super excited because we are having a giveaway for the next few weeks. We want it to be leading up into the Bengals game.
Yes.
We're going to award three winners with some apparel. Three. One, two, three. We're going to award three people with some apparel. So I'm going to tell y'all how to enter now, and then Lexi is going to tweet it to y'all when we get finished. You like how I put that responsibility on you?
Sure, sure. I got it.
So first thing you have to do is follow Homage and Kingdom Queens.
Yes.
Hopefully you already follow us on Twitter. This is on Twitter, y'all. You got to follow Homage, and you got to follow.
Y'all haven't noticed our main brand is on Twitter.
Hi, and YouTube.
And next, YouTube.
Lexi is going to tweet out this contest. You have to retweet it, and this is the tough part, we're gonna tweet this so y'all can remember. You have to say, "We love Homage and Kingdom Queens." I don't think that's too much, and you got to retweet it. That's how you get entered into the comments, into the contest. So you got to follow Homage, you got to follow Kingdom Queens, You got to retweet it and say, "We love Homage and Kingdom Queens." That's all you got to do.
You're going to get like the coolest Chiefs apparel ever. So
that's all you got to do to enter. And then once you do it, just to make sure that you did it, like Jody and Lexi, like make sure y'all see my name. Feel free to screenshot it and put it under the post. That way you're not missed. But yes, we're going to award 3 winners. Super excited. We're going to be running this promo all the way up until the Bengals game. So you definitely got time. We love Homage apparel. It feels good. It looks good. It's comfy. It's
extremely good quality too.
Yeah. Great quality product. And I already know a lot of y'all already rock it. So you might as well rock it and support Chiefs and Kingdom Queens at the same time.
Why not?
And we're going to be doing giveaways all year.
Throughout this season. Is the first one.
I'm like, this is just the first one. So woo.
I know.
Yes, we will be doing a Boulevard giveaway eventually.
We are working on that next, but there is
It's been a busy week.
It's been a busy week, but it's been a great week on top of that. So we're super excited to be working with these brands that we believe in also. Like, we don't just partner with anyone. We're going to partner with brands that we think are also awesome. So yeah, please continue to check that out. Autograph, Kingdoms, Queens, Homage, be on the lookout for our giveaway with that. So, and then Boulevard too coming up. So there's just a lot of good stuff
coming very soon. Woo! I know that was a lot of information for y'all.
A lot. It's a lot for us, but it's all good things.
Inhaling water over here, y'all.
And yeah,
we've been talking for 1 hour and 25 minutes. I would love dinner, but no.
Yeah.
We'll be back next Tuesday, and we cannot wait. Because next week we break down Chiefs, Ravens, week 1, ooh, Arrowhead, Banner Night. Can you believe?
No. No, I really can't.
Here. I honestly feel like I was just at the parade.
Mm-hmm. We were.
Like, I honestly feel like I was just in Vegas for the Super Bowl. And we're already here.
Yeah.
So I cannot wait. I'm thrilled. I'm excited.
Next, I feel like the off season like took forever and then not at all at the same time. Like, it's weird. When you win Super Bowls, it just goes by faster, I guess.
Yeah. We literally were like, let's not podcast for this week because we're tired of talking. So, but we're back and I'm excited.
We told Creed Humphrey that we've done our podcast the last 2 years. So he encouraged us to keep going because we're obviously the good luck charms for the 3
people. Literally. Right? So. Basically, we're the 3 people. You guys are welcome. It's us. So shout out to y'all again. Please make sure that you hit that subscribe button if you are listening to us on YouTube. If you're not listening to us on YouTube, leave the channel you're on and go to YouTube and hit subscribe. Make sure you're following us on Twitter. Make sure you're following us on Instagram. Make sure you're following us on Apple, on Spotify. And the easiest way for you to get all of that information is in our bios on Twitter and Instagram. Just go to our Linktree. Right there.
All boom. Set up.
Right there for you.
Boom. One click.
We got the link to Homage on there. We got the link to Autograph on there. Everything is in one. We made it a one-stop shop for y'all. We made it easy for y'all because we care about y'all.
Yeah. And thank you for supporting us. We appreciate it.
We love y'all.
Very much.
Like, subscribe, share. We love y'all. We'll see y'all next Tuesday. It was a great 53. Peter has been subscribed since 1289. Where y'all at?
Right.
Shout out to Peter. We love Peter.
Get on his level.
He's here every single week. We love Peter. Love y'all too. Love y'all. Love y'all. See you on Twitter. Make sure you're following both me and Lexi. And we'll just keep pumping great content out for y'all all week long.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.